Local home builders and elected officials met Thursday to discuss the housing shortage facing the Salt Lake Valley. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, some say the problems may only get worse.
In 2016, home builders completed close to 3,600 new units along the Wasatch Front, a number far short of what the Salt Lake Home Builders Association say the market could have sustained. Local builders say a perfect storm of land scarcity, lending restrictions, and labor shortages are all contributing to the Salt Lake Valley's housing shortage. Jaron Davis is executive director of the Salt Lake Home Builders Association, which organized Thursday's forum of builders and local mayors.
We glory in the economic growth and the development that's coming, but we're unable to keep up with the supply. The demand is so incredible that the prices are skyrocketing, and as that happens, we can't afford the homes anymore.
Tyler MacArthur, a builder with Vesta Homes, says the skilled labor shortage has been especially hard on his business.
I know several of my own subcontractors that have left Utah to go back to Mexico, and they haven't come back yet. So we're paying more for all of our costs. And what's unfortunate is that it's not just the builder that pays that price, but eventually it's passed on to the consumer.
Mayors from Midvale, Riverton, Sandy, and Draper all voiced frustration with public opposition to higher density developments in their towns, which they say is key to providing more affordable housing. Midvale Mayor Joanne Seguini says cities have to do a better job of educating the public on the benefits of multifamily housing.
You think the roads are crowded now? You think homes are hard to find now? You think the homeless problem has been solved? No. This is only going to get worse unless we provide a variety of housing options for people.
Seguini says that includes more apartments, condos, and townhomes that fit the needs of people in every stage of their life. She says progress is being made, but worries it may be too slow to keep up with current population growth. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.